This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:15. Boy, I think it is colder outside today than it was yesterday, temperature-wise. It doesn't maybe feel as cold in a way because the wind's not blowing, but it's chilly. 45 degrees in Belchase right now, going up to only 68 today. That's late in the afternoon. Highs of 75 tomorrow, 76 on Sunday. Sunshine both days. Chance for rain on Monday, but that's next week after the weekend. We'll worry about that then. Meanwhile, man, get out and enjoy this beautiful spring weather while you can, because it could be hot and miserable before you know it. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com, Louisiana Network News Director. Talk about some LSU baseball, among other things. How you doing, Jeff?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am out. If I was any better, I'd be better. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the LSU Tigers and what they're looking at this weekend.
We're talking baseball, right, Tommy?
For now, yeah.
Well, LSU really gets a big test this weekend. When you take a look at it, the Tigers are 21-1, but the schedule has, frankly, it's been rather easy. That changes. They're taking on a Texas team that's ranked number 8 by D1Baseball.com. Texas is coming off a sweep against Mississippi State. This is really the first true road test for LSU. They were in Texas before, but all those games were quote unquote neutral site games, if you would, at Arlington, at Globe Life Field, and then in Frisco. But here they're playing in Texas's home stadium. And I mean, LSU, the eye test tells you that they're really good, but we haven't seen them play enough tough competition. It's amazing to see it here, and I know this is not the way Jay Johnson wanted it. He wanted to play a more difficult schedule. Things didn't break down well for him, and frankly, some of the teams that they ended up playing haven't been very good so far. But LSU is ranked 254th in the country, 254th when it comes to strength of schedule. They've only played two teams that have a winning record at this time, but again, when you watch the eye test, when you just watch him play, and you see Derek Carriel and you see Jared Jones and Daniel Dickinson and even the bottom of the order producing and Steven Milam producing, all these guys look like really good players. And LSU offensively this season has been fantastic. They're third in the country in hitting as a team, with a team batting average .345. They don't hit a ton of home runs, but they hit a bunch of doubles. They're fourth in the country in doubles with 59, and they're scoring 10 runs a game. That's third best in the country. And they'll face a couple of left-handed starting pitchers this weekend on Friday and Saturday, and Texas has got some good arms coming out of the bullpen, so they'll be tested, and it's about time they get tested here. It's we're on towards the end of March, and it's time to really see what this team is made of.
If you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yes.
Until you lose to them, then you don't feel that way anymore. I'm just kidding. Talk about, Jeff, if you will, a difference. You mentioned Austin playing there, Texas's home field, or home, I guess it'd be field, yeah. The difference between football and baseball when it comes to home field advantage, and is it about crowd or is it about knowing the dimensions of the ballpark and those kind of things?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, at a lot of SEC venues, it can get pretty rowdy, especially on a Friday or Saturday night when you're standing out there in the outfield and you're hearing it, from the student section the whole time. But the dimensions are big too. I mean, that's what's so unique about baseball is that every park is different, right? Each team or the dimensions of the outfield are different. The height of the wall is different. Some walls have different angles, and mm-hmm. the foul territory is different at all parks. The wind blows, the sun sets differently at a lot of different parks. All kinds of different things and that's the reason why, LSU gets up there a day before, has a workout in the opposing team's stadium just to get a little bit of a feel for it. Now, LSU has played there fairly recently. It was back actually in 2023. They played a midweek game there. Now, granted, the team has changed quite a bit since then. And then they played Texas last year in Houston. So there's a little bit of familiarity with the team. In fact, a lot of the position players are a lot of the same guys LSU has seen here over the last couple of years. So there is that. But, yeah, it's certainly different. And the thing about LSU is, especially when it comes to their pitching, they just have not had a lot of guys that have SEC.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Experience. So, for instance, tonight, Cade Anderson is going to start. He only had a few appearances in SEC games last year, and that was out of the bullpen. It's just a different feeling when things are starting to unravel for you on the mound. You give up a couple hits, they score a run, they steal a base, all of a sudden the game's speeding up on you, the fans are getting into it. How do you control your emotions and continue to stay focused in on what you need to do to get the outs to get out of the inning? And for some guys, it speeds up on them really quickly, and what could be just a one- or two-run inning, all of a sudden you give up four, five, or six runs, and the game's all of a sudden out of reach. So those are things to watch, not only with Cade Anderson, but Anthony Ianson, Chase Shores, LSU's other starters, and the guys that they're bringing out of the bullpen too, the Connor Ware's and the Zach Cowens and the Kaysen Evans and all those guys. This is going to be a completely new experience for them.
I will have all the action for you here. We'll talk more about that. We come back with Jeff Palermo talking LSU Tiger Baseball, 621. We'll talk some ladies basketball and football when we come back. Right now, traffic on WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo about LSU baseball. And we got all the action for you here. An exciting weekend showdown between the Tigers and the Longhorns in Texas. Game 1 tonight at 7, Game 2 tomorrow at 6, Game 3 Sunday at 2. You can catch all the SEC action on WWL and the Odyssey app. So, Jeff, let me get this straight now. I just want to get my numbers right here. If LSU, Alabama beat number one Tennessee last night, right?
Yes, so that's right.
If LSU beats Texas, could they move up to number two?
LSU's number two at the moment, and Tennessee
from
also,
number two.
Yeah, LSU, yeah. Tennessee also lost to East Tennessee State this week. So that's two losses now for the Volunteers, who were undefeated. Tennessee actually in the D1 baseball poll leapfrogged LSU from 2-1 when they swept Florida last weekend. But if LSU has a really successful weekend in Texas, the Longhorns, they're ranked in the top 10 as well. LSU could be the number one team when it's all said and done after winning this series.
How important, obviously the goal is Omaha, but how important is it now to make your case, I guess, get your cred, or is it like kind of like football later in the season?
Yeah, I don't know if the polls really matter that much. I would say what's really big for LSU this weekend, I mentioned the strength of schedule, and that could come back to hurt LSU when it comes to the NCAA tournament and whether they could be a top eight national seed. So going on the road this weekend and winning this series would be big. LSU is going to have to go on the road and win some series. And why I say that, let's say LSU finishes 18 and 12, 17 or 13 in the SEC. They would be then on the borderline, Tommy, especially with the strength of schedule of hosting a super regional series. LSU is most likely, unless the wheels completely fall off here, mm-hmm. LSU's going to be hosting a regional. They're that good. They're going to win a bunch of games this season. They're going to finish with a winning record in SEC play. But what you need to do is get to that 18, 19, 20 win mark to make sure that you're hosting in the super regionals and have that top eight national seed. So if LSU goes 17 and 13 or 18 and 12 and they're on that borderline, that bubble, as far as being a national seed, winning a series like this on the road is really big, especially considering their strength of schedule. And when you look at the rest of their non-conference games, it's not, I don't know how much it's going to really improve. I mean, Southeastern Louisiana is having a very good season. When LSU eventually plays SLU, I'm not sure when that is. I'm assuming they are. They always play them every year. That will help a little bit. But they need these type of conference series to perform well to make sure they got a chance to host not only a regional but a super regional series.
Go a long way toward confidence, too, I think. Like a first real, let's see what you got, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of that. And, again, it goes back to what I was talking about in the last segment, that this is an LSU team that's got a lot of important players that are going through this 30-game grind of an SEC for the first time, and they're gonna face some adversity here. Some things are gonna go that are not gonna go their way, and how fast they can respond. And one of the trademarks that Jay Johnson really likes of this team is its ability to respond. When something happens, they're able to come back, fight back through it, quickly correct things, have better at-bats. He really likes that. He thinks that's a very similar characteristic that the 2023 National Championship team had. That team had, I think they only had like one two-game losing streak all year, something like that, and that was towards the end of the season. This team, even in the course of a game, they have a bad inning, they give up three or four runs, boom, they come right back, and they score some runs, and eventually they're constantly responding. It's something that we've seen, and now we'll see it here where, again, the crowd is going to be into it. There's a lot of things going against you, and how you can kind of stay together as a team and fight through those moments to still come out on top. That is something that we'll have to see if they truly can do that this weekend.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. 6:31, time for WWL First News. Highs today of only 68. That's towards sunset, so you'll probably need a little cover-up or something like that. Highs tomorrow, 75, 76 on Sunday. Beautiful weekend. Get out and enjoy that weather while you can. Unfortunately, along with being outside and the beautiful spring weather comes allergies. And along those lines, we're going to talk about it right now with Dr. Sanjay Cambodge, an associate professor of clinical medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. How you doing, Doc?
Good morning, sir. I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm very well. I hit some golf balls yesterday, and the pollen got to me a little bit, only with a little bit of like chest congestion where I felt it building up and clogging up my voice a little bit and had to clear it up. But other than that, I'm doing well. A lot of people suffer, though.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Tell me where, what are the major allergens, and we think we're allergic to this, allergic to that. Is there a thing that most people are allergic to?
Yes, sir. So basically, we divide allergies into seasonal allergies and all year around. So all year around allergies, mainly indoor allergens like dust mite, if they have cat and dog, or cockroaches, things like that. Outdoor allergens, which are major culprit Basically, we don't have seasons in New Orleans, but if you divide seasons, they are divided into spring, summer, and fall. Spring is the tree pollen mainly, but we already are seeing grass pollens, a lot of grass pollens. So we start as early as, you know, end of January into February. The tree pollen start blooming and the grass pollen start coming out. So right now we are seeing a lot of tree pollens and also grass pollens. As we go into summer, the grass pollen continue to increase. Fall is mainly ragweed and other weeds pollen. So what is happening is every year, because of the carbon dioxide production and because of the changing environment, the increasing heat, there are more pollen counts, and so more pollens are being produced and the seasons are lasting longer. So right now what we are seeing is a lot of tree pollens and grass pollens. If you look at the cars parked outside, you see all that yellow dust. That is basically pollen. So you are absolutely right. If you go to golf course, we have a lot of trees around and we have a lot of grass. So, and the other thing is, you know, we are seeing a lot of thunder. So whenever there is this windy season, they can take the pollens up to even 50 miles.
Mm. When it comes to the oak trees, and I got two big oak trees in front of my house, and I always wondered about this. You know, you go through the period with the acorns, and you go through the period with the leaves, and then these little furry things that fall off, and I guess that's where the pollen comes from.
Yes, sir.
Are you allergic to oak trees all year long, or only at certain times when they're doing certain things? I've always wondered about that.
It's mainly, you know, spring and summer. So, you know, it starts at end of January and goes up to like maybe June, and then the pollen counts go down, but the other counts increase. So the tree pollens is mainly the spring and, you know, some part of summer.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, doctor.
No. You're playing. What I'm saying is not just oak tree. There are other trees also in this area which are pollinating right now, but oak is one of the major culprit trees.
And that was my question. Is it primarily oak? Because people think they're allergic to this or that, and maybe it's not really what they think it is, or is it, I guess maybe another way to ask it is, are the majority of people here allergic to oak pollen? Is everybody allergic to oak pollen? What's the story there?
So people who have allergy, they have like more than one allergy, so it's not just isolated oak allergies. They may be allergic to either, you know, cedar tree or maybe hackberry, maybe mulberry. You know, there are other trees in the area. So they may be allergic to multiple pollens at the same time, and which are the culprit pollens. Be allergic to grasses in addition.
To what, sir?
They may be allergic to grasses in addition, grass pollens.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about getting through this season, because it is a time of year where we head outside, we start cutting grass, we start dealing with this, dealing with that. If you have any questions or comments about allergies or what you suffer with, how you deal with it, give us a text at 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line. I'll pass them along to Dr. Sanjay Kambhaj when we come back, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. It is currently 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. Sanjay Kambhaj, nice enough to join us, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans, talking about seasonal allergies, a lot of people suffering. Doctor, you want to get out and enjoy this weather, because before you know it, it's going to be miserably hot. What are some tips for people that do suffer a lot with pollen allergies and other things? Doctor, do you have me muted, perhaps?
No, sir, I'm here.
Okay. Some tips to deal with these allergies if you want to get outside and do enjoy the weather while it's nice, even though you do suffer?
Yes, sir. So the important thing is to understand that please check your pollen counts. If the pollen counts are very high, and if you can do the activity in the afternoon, that's preferable, because the pollen counts start rising with the sunrise and go up to the noon for tree pollens. And in the fall, ragweed goes up to 3 p.m. So if you need to go for a run, if you can go in the later afternoon, that's better. But if you have to go in the morning, make sure you cover your head so the pollen don't get stuck in your hair. They say be a celebrity in your town. That means cover your eyes, cover your neck, When you come back home, take a shower. If you need to change the air in the house, don't open the windows in the morning. Do it either after a rain or later in the afternoon. There are certain over-the-counter medications, which include nasal saline. So clean your nose with saline. And then you can use nasal steroid, for example, Flonase, Nasonex, Rhinocort. During that season, that would reduce the inflammation. Most of the people know what they are allergic to. And if their symptoms are not controlled by these, go see your doctor and they can give you immunotherapy. They are available in injectable forms, and for grass, pollen, ragweed, they are available as a pill form also.